For some of the 1 million or so Americans living in Canada, it could mean problems. Washington's new Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act, or FATCA, doesn't take effect until July. But the idea has already stirred resentment and some panic north of the border.
What this is doing is shaking the tree.
Allison Christians is the chair of tax law at Montreal's McGill University.
Anybody who has U.S. status, who has money in a Canadian account over a certain amount, the IRS wants to know about it, yeah.
That includes U.S. citizens, those born in the U.S. who have not revoked or renounced their citizenship, people with green cards, and even Canadian snowbirds who spend too long in the U.S. The law is aimed at rooting out tax cheats, and even those who don't know they should still be filing tax returns in the U.S.
I relinquished my U.S. citizenship.
Ruth Freeborn was born in Oklahoma and came to Canada in the 1980s. Like so many others, she's unhappy with FATCA.
In my case, it's not about I would never owe them any taxes or likely meet the requirement to have to file. It violated our charter rights and our privacy. It's not something that I ever thought that would ever happen, that I would have to go this far.
Privacy has been a major issue. The U.S. law requires Canadian banks to provide the relevant financial data on their American customers. Failure to do so could result in huge fines and penalties, and Canadian banks do hundreds of millions of dollars in business south of the border each year. But compliance puts those banks in violation of Canada's privacy laws. For individuals, a 30% withholding tax would kick in from investments and retirement income. The deal signed this month means the banks will now provide the relevant financial information to the Canada Revenue Agency. It will then share that data with the IRS, but it won't collect any unpaid U.S. taxes for the IRS. There are a few other concessions: no reporting on accounts less than $50,000, and registered retirement savings plans, pension plans, and tax-free savings accounts are also excluded. But FATCA is still a sore point, even with the compromise. Murray Rankin is a Canadian parliamentarian, a member of the opposition New Democratic Party.
I still find it ridiculous that Canada is even subject to this. We are not a tax haven. FATCA is about tax havens.
The Canadian government and the Canadian Bankers Association objected to FATCA from the beginning, trying to convince the Americans that it's not a good piece of legislation and it does not achieve its objectives. But Washington wouldn't budge. And Canada's five major banks have already spent tens of millions of dollars each preparing for the new law. Banks will have to begin collecting data in July, but the Canada Revenue Agency doesn't expect to begin sharing information with the IRS until 2015. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.